Next.
My name is Larch Hansen. Before I start on my comments as a whistleblower, I'd like to tell you that when I was 29 years old, I helped to build a retaining wall around a Bangor Hydro diesel generating facility on Mount Desert Island. And the reason we were building the retaining wall was because some idiot was shooting at the tanks and building fires under the tanks. Now, I've got a page and a half of comments. As a whistleblower, I'm uniquely qualified to comment as a whistleblower. I once worked for Chicago Bridge and Iron Company, a corporation with offices located in San Francisco, that builds water tanks for municipalities, propane tanks, oil refinery tanks and systems, and nuclear reactor containment vessels. One of the finest contemporary whistleblowers in the nuclear industry is Arne Gunderson. He's a nuclear engineer who has operated a reactor. His website is fairwinds.com. And there are many parallels between the nuclear industry and DCP's proposed project, and I'll summarize them. A nuclear reactor is an enormous heat process that can reach a point of no return if the diesel generators that serve as backup power sources for the cooling pumps fail. Reactors melt down when they cannot be cooled, and fuel pool fires burn out of control when the water boils off due to failure of generators and pumps. This DCP tank has to be kept colder than a Maine winter at all times of the year, or else its contents will begin to boil. We've heard DCP describe the flare process, but no one has asked the crucial question, the technical questions about what happens when the hurricane knocks out the power, or more likely the ice storm knocks out the power for 3 weeks. This is not a high-pressure tank. Pressure has to be bled off. If there is no power for 3 weeks, the contents can begin to boil. How big does the flare pipe have to be? How much power is necessary for cooling? And is there a point of no return in which the flare pipe bleeding off the pressure is no longer a solution? All of this has not been explored. If Arne were here, he would have a field day making the calculations. I suggest that you consult with him. I do. I suggest that you get a second opinion. You don't have the technical expertise. You don't have the technical expertise to ask the proper questions and to make an informed decision about a brand new design. This DCP tank is bound to fail. That was the dirty little secret in the nuclear industry. All tanks leak. All containment fails. Allow them to stand long enough and they all fail. Now, DCP has already stated that they don't have to build this tank in stainless steel. So we are immediately faced with the problem of corrosion in salt air. It is not a question of if the tank fails, rather it is a question of how soon will it fail. The quality of any particular batch of metal is unpredictable. Detecting the penetration of a weld that has been made from two sides is an arduous and tedious process that requires a person to pay attention all the time. If the two welds don't penetrate to the center, there is a void, and this becomes a pocket of corrosion. Some distraction in the welding and construction process always occurs. The Zen master says, see the cup already broken. And by that, he means that the world is inherently flawed, always changing, and impermanent. The question is, can we trust the conscience of DCP to inform us that the tank is beginning to fail? Well, of course not. DCP is a legal fiction. Conscience only operates in an individual, not in a group. And no individual has stepped forth to serve as whistleblower. The whistleblower's job is to know his stuff and to say, game over, no arguments. Tanks are built through a process of contractors and subcontractors and more subcontractors, and there's always a labor negotiation. A former labor negotiator whom you all have known described the difficulty that union leaders were having controlling their people. She said people who loved having a few drinks and sleeping on steel beams, or I always loved this one, the inspector going through and marking in chalk on the floor what was wrong above his head, and then the workers erased it. Well, it doesn't matter what DCP says about quality control. As long as some shivering worker feels controlled by another, rebellion is always part of the picture, and the quality of the work inevitably suffers. Before I leave this topic, I want to note that propane is a heavy gas. It settles. If you burn up around a tank, you have created an area that can collect a heavy gas. How many small leaks from a tank would it take to create Dr. Raj's magic number of 2.2% propane explosive mixture? That can be calculated. It's simply a math chemistry problem about area of the leaks and pressure and volume to be filled. If you can't do the math, you need to consult with Arnie. I was once on a fishing vessel powered by a diesel engine that was down below deck. The fishing boat also had a propane stove in the forward galley down below deck. A propane leak created this situation. The diesel engine started sucking in propane, and it wound out to maximum RPMs. It would not shut off. That's what a diesel engine is all about. Once it's warmed up, it doesn't need a spark plug. It only needs compression to achieve ignition. And our diesel engine was having no problem igniting propane in its cylinders. The ship could have been blown up at any moment. The captain had the presence of mind to throw his coat over the air intake of the carburetor. The boat and the crew were saved.
Now, Laz,
one more paragraph, please, and I'll be done.
I saw you right up ahead. Please.
Now, this sets me to wondering. Why won't DCP design diesel backup generators to keep the refrigerant pumps and compressors functioning in the event of a long power outage? Could it be possible that in the event of a long power outage, venting could fail? Pressure could rise, seams could leak, and heavy propane could settle on the site, creating that magic number of 2.2%. And in the midst of that 2.2% mixture, there's a hot diesel engine that wants to gallop, creating sparks. That would be seared port. How much more time would you allow me to finish a half page?
About zero. I know you have written comments. I want you to, you said you were going to submit them.
I will give them to you,
and I'll
give them to the media.
It's very interesting. You've been 10 minutes now. We usually allow five.
All right. I'll stop here.
Thank you.